Retro Mello Eurovision 1973.
Welcome back to Retro Mello Eurovision. I'm Lennart, and I'm sitting here with Harry.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Yes, very fine, thank you.
That's good.
Like always.
Yes. So we're going to go through Eurovision 1973, because in 1972, Vicky Leandros won for Luxembourg with the song Après Toi.
Yeah.
1973 is Eurovision in Luxembourg. It's at the Grand Theatre, and the host is Helga Guttorm. She's actually very good, I think. The staging is kind of unusual because it's like the orchestra is sitting on shelves around the stage, which looks kind of cool, I think.
It's very different.
It's a bit different.
Yeah.
For this year, countries could choose which language they sang. Some countries like Sweden, Finland, Norway sing in English. There are more countries singing in English.
Yeah.
I think they thought they would be more successful with the language that more people understood.
Yeah.
Well, and this will be the same story for two or three more years, I think.
Yeah.
People will sing in English. Israel is in the competition for the first time.
Yeah.
It's a very even and exciting vote at the end. What else can I say? It's a good year.
Yeah.
Should we get started?
Yes, with number one.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I should add that we use the same method as we had the previous years. We flip, flop, and plop. So if we both like the song, it's a flip. If we both dislike it, it's a flop. And if we disagree, it's a plop. So that's how we'll do it.
Yeah.
So let's get started.
Song number one.
Begging me to sing along with them. Telling me to give love a start. Oh, tum, 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 tum. I hear the music. Tum, 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 tum. That's how it goes.
So the first song is Finland. The artist is Marion Rung, and she sings Tom, Tom, Tom. Marion Rung is still going strong at 78. Last I heard, she's performing on cruise lines in the Baltic Sea. This song is sung in English, of course. I like the verses more than the chorus, but I still think it's a very good pop song. It's a definite flip from me.
Oh, Leonard, it's a flip for me too, because it's such a good opener of this contest. Cheerful and full of joy when she, Marion, sings about her Tom of Finland. This song brings me happy childhood memories.
Yeah, me too. But it's just very good. And I like that her voice is a bit coarse.
Yeah.
It's
a flip.
Yeah, it's a very good one.
Yeah.
Song number two.
Baby, baby.
And now we have reached to number two, and it's from Belgium, with the singers, artists Nicole and Hugo.
Yes.
They sing the song Baby Baby.
Yeah.
And this is the infamous song and singer from Belgium. They look horrible today, in their dresses, but yet so charming, even if they don't understand it themselves. I think they consider themselves to be very hot. The song is nothing hot to remember, though. It's a flop.
Okay. I know that... What were the names? Nicole
and Hugo.
Nicole and Hugo. They are actually gone around the world performing their songs for over 40 years. The song in itself isn't anything special. It's... But their dance, their clothes and everything, I can't do anything but flip the song.
Okay.
So it's the first plop.
Yeah.
But it's so good. They're like iconic in this competition, I think. So it's definite plop.
Okay.
Song number three.
In entra um cavaleiro da garupa do seu heroísmo. Entra aquela música maluca do passo ao doblismo. Entra a aficionada e a caduca, mais o cenobismo.
So, song number three is Portugal, and it's Fernando Toro, and the song is Tourada. He is a very famous artist in Portugal. He's considered one of the best voices from Portugal ever. The song in itself had has a little bit of explicit lyrics because it was an assault on the country's decaying dictatorship in the back in the day. So it was a bit of a controversy around the song. Still, he performed, and the song in itself, I think, is very good. I like the fact that it goes up and up and up and up, and that's the kind of thing I usually like in songs. So it's a flip from me.
Okay. For me, it's a bad song. It's a flop. And without any recognizable melody, it's very easily forgotten.
Oh.
It's a definite flop.
Oh, so it's a plop.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on
once
to
again.
The next one here.
Yeah.
Song number four.
Junger Tag, was bringt der Wind, wenn ein neues Licht beginnt, bringt er Tränen von gestern zurück.
And now we have come to song number four from Germany. It's with the singer Gitte. And she sings a song called Junger Tag. It's Younger Days.
Yeah.
And Gitte Henning is a Danish singer and film actress who rose to fame as a child star in the 1950s.
Oh.
And she was known in many countries due to many hits in Europe. She moved to Sweden in 1958 already.
Oh.
And this song is, although a song that goes nowhere, she shows no energy or commitment, so it's a flop.
Yes, it's a flop for me too. As you say, it doesn't go anywhere. She looks a little bit cool, but it's like, it's very forgettable and very boring.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the next one.
Yes.
Song number five.
When we met together, it's just a game. It's a game.
Song number five is Norway, and it's the song called, what's it called?
Just a Game.
It's Just a Game by the Bendik Singers. They're a Norwegian vocal group composed of Anne-Katrin Ström, Ellen Nikolaisen, and the brothers Björn and Philip Kruse. It's a barbershop. But with instruments. I think, isn't barbershop to be supposed to be just vocal?
Yeah.
But they have the orchestra. So it's not even, they sing mainly in English, but they also include all other languages in the song. But that doesn't help it. It's a definite flop.
Oh, it's a flop for me too, because I thought first this was an early copy of ABBA, or what, two Nordic boys and two girls singing Mamma Mia in the lyrics.
Oh.
I'm sad to say that there are no other resemblance with ABBA. The song is a simple radio tune. I can listen to it, but the fewer times the better. Yeah. It's a flop.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Song number six.
And now we have come to song number six with from Monaco, and it's with artist singer Marie. She sings a song called Un Train qui part. Marie France Dufour, like her name is, or Marie, was a French singer. She made her hit Soleil in 1971, but she was more remembered by this Eurovision entrance.
Yeah.
It's a song without any charm, and the singer has not good a voice. It sounds very terrible altogether. It's a flop.
It's a flop for me too. I've been listening to this competition a couple of times, and I always forget the song.
Yeah.
It's totally meaningless. Definite flop.
Yeah.
Song number seven.
Next song is Spain with the song called Eres Tú, and the band or the group is called Mocedades. Mocedades has been a group performing for many, many, many years in many different constellations. There have been so many members of this group, but they're still going on strong, at least as of 2018, I think. They're still doing it. The song Eres Tú was actually accused of plagiarism because of similarities to a song from the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest from Yugoslavia. Mm-hmm. However, it wasn't disqualified. So they made their performances, and it's a very good, very memorable song. It's one of the Eurovision classics, I'd say. Very, very good. Definite flip.
Yes, it's a great flip from me too. It's a very charming composition. It's so original and heartwarming, even if I don't understand the lyrics. So it's,
no,
it's a great flip.
Neither do I, but it's still very, very good.
Yes.
Song number 8.
Et vous quittez toi Frédéric et toi Didier. Ne te moque pas Lucas, pas plus que toi Napoléon ni toi Colas. Je renonce à nos prouesses, à nos nuits.
And now we have come to song number 8 from Switzerland, and the singer is Patrick Juve, and his song is titled Je vais me marier, Marie. I don't know French, but maybe it means I want you to marry me, Marie.
Yeah, well, let's say that.
Yeah, I hope so. Patrick Juve was a Swiss model and singer-songwriter who had a string of hit records in Europe. While his early career was focused on making pop records, he found international success as a disco music performer in the latter half of the 1970s.
Yes.
But this song is a happy little tune when Patrick sings about Marie. Not bad, but not good either. Not so good. But it's a little flip for me.
It's a little flip.
Yeah.
It's a flip for me too. I went back and forth about this song, but it's so catchy.
Yeah.
And I really like him. I think he's got some kind of charisma.
Yeah.
He reminds me a bit of Cliff Richard, actually, who's coming up. So, but it's good. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, a double flip.
Double flip.
Mm.
Song number 9.
Song number 9 is Yugoslavia, and the singer is known as Zlatko Kolić, and the song is Gori Vatra. Zlatko, I don't know how to pronounce it, is a Bosnian-Serbian pop singer and widely considered one of the greatest vocalists and cultural icons of the former Yugoslavia. He is still going strong. This song, however, is not going strong. It's a definite flop. It's a... for me, it doesn't do anything at all. He looks cool in his red suit, that's it.
Yeah, it's a clear flop for me too. And I think, do we like Balkan pop or rock? I don't, especially when it's yelling and screaming like a song like this.
Nope.
So it's a flop.
I agree.
Yeah.
Song number 10.
Sara Conte, forse la sua mano stringerà la tua. Chi sarà?
And now we have come to song number 10 from Italy with the singer Massimo Ranieri, and he's singing a title called Chi sarà con te. And Massimo has had a career as a musician in Europe, and on 2002, Massimo Ranieri was nominated Goodwill Ambassador for United Nations.
Oh.
And this song is somehow a typical Italian love song ballad. I like it. It's quite melodic. It's a flip for me.
Yes, it's a typical Italian song in a very good way. It's a definite flip for me too. I like the song. I like everything about it, actually. It's just very, very good.
Yeah.
Recommended listening,
yes,
as we say. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Song number 11.
Tu verras, So we're moving on to the next song, which is Luxembourg, the hosting country, and the artist is Anne-Marie David, and the song is Tout est reconnaître. Pardon my French. Anne-Marie David is very successful. She's been doing a lot of music stuff and other things as well. She has had a musical career in Norway as well. This song is also another Eurovision classic. I think it's a definite flip. It's very powerful, but also very reminiscent of other songs from the past few years. It's a flip from me.
And for me, it's a clear flip. The song is melodramatic melody with a lot of expressions. Anne-Marie is a very good singer who brings justice to this great melody. So it's a clear flip.
Okay.
Song number 12.
Oh, your breasts are like swallows and they sting. Sure, the summer love grows in you. Summer wind blows in you. Summer is the wind.
And now we have come to song number 12 from Sweden.
Yay, Sweden! Yeah.
You're not objective.
No, I'm not. Definitely not.
Okay, but I try to be. This is with the singer, artist De Nova and the Dolls.
Yes.
And the title is Your Summer.
Yes.
And Malta was a Swedish pop duo. It was a duo consisting of Claes of Geijerstam and Göran Fristorp. In 1973, they had to change their band name before this festival to Nova in order to perform.
Yes.
Because they couldn't have the same name as another country.
No, of course not.
And what I think about the song is that this song is somehow good, but not the best from Sweden. It's quite average. But it has a melody and lyrics that makes an impression. It's yes. A flip.
It's a flip for me too, and I should add that when we went through the winners of the Swedish Melodifestivalen, this came in last place, I think, of all the entries from the 70s.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty good, and it's also very famous from the words, your breasts are like swallows in nesting,
yeah.
Which actually was a bit of a controversy at this Eurovision, because they mentioned breasts.
Yeah.
Well, it's an okay song.
Yes.
It's a flip.
Yes.
Song number 13.
Door de straten, over pleinen klinkt dat ene lied. Die melodie zal nooit verdwijnen, oh, al ken je hem niet.
Song number 13 is The Netherlands, and the singer is Ben Kramer, and the song is De Oude Muzikant. Ben Kramer has had a career in musicals, among other things. He will appear again in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1981. This song, I don't know what they want to say with this song. It's just something I don't get at all. It's terribly... It's not boring, but I don't... It leaves zero impression on me, so it's a definite flop.
And for me, it's a clear flop. It's a boring song about a musician with an accordion. It's not so exciting, and a very clear flop.
Okay.
Yeah. Song number 14.
Darling, tell me too, your arms enfold me, did you say you love me only, is it true, or am I a dream? Has this cloud a silver lining, will the sun be always shining, darling?
And now we have come to song number 14. From Ireland, it's with the singer Maxi, and the title of the song is Do I Dream. Maxi, she was born as Irene McCaubrey. She's a former musician and radio presenter in the Republic of Ireland. Maxi performed with two girl groups and the Irish supergroup The Concerned in the 1970s and 80s, also representing Ireland at the 1973 and 1981 Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh.
Yeah. And this song, Do I Dream, is a nice melody. I would like to hear it again. It's so positive with uplifting words and a harmonic tune. It's a flip for me.
It is a flip for me too, but a weak flip. There was an argument between the singer and her Irish delegation about how she should perform the song. Mm. And I think when you see her performance, you can tell that she's not really into it. I get the feeling that she's not happy. And I can sense that when she's performing the song. I think it could have been even better if she would have looked like she was enjoying it. But it's a flip.
Song number 15.
Power to all our friends, to the music that never ends, to the people we want to be, baby power.
Now it's time for the United Kingdom, and it's Cliff Richard with the song Power to All Our Friends. Cliff Richard, he competed in the 1968 competition with a song called Congratulations, which I think came second. It was a very good one. Cliff Richard is so famous. He's 82 years old now. He was famous in the group called The Shadows. He has sold over 250 million records worldwide. When people are asked about this song, they usually think this is the song that won the Eurovision in 1973. People think that in general. It's a definite flip. It's actually the song I thought was the clear winner in this competition.
Yes, it's a flip for me too. And Cliff Richard is a very famous singer. He has a 65-year-old career. Did you know that?
Yes.
And he's delivering a good song here. It's like it's a typical good song from the 70s.
Yes, and he looks really cool. Yeah. He dances really cool. It's a great performance. So, yeah, definite flip.
Yes.
Song number 16.
And now we have come to song number 16 with France and the singer Martin Clemenceau. The song title is Sans Toi. And Martin won the Yamaha Music Festival in 1971 with the song Assure L'Amour. But her song Solitaire, written in 1981, is her most important hit in France, and Laura Branigan recorded it in 1983. As a cover, and that was hitting number 7 in the Billboard Hot 100 hit in the USA. So it was very successful. But this song, Sans Toi, is somehow uninspiring. I don't like it very much in any way. The singer makes her best, but it's yet not good enough. It's a flop.
It's a flop for me too. It's the worst song of the evening. It's the most boring song. It's the most meaningless song, and I never want to hear it again. I don't like it. It's bad.
Yeah, so let's erase it.
Let's erase it from our minds.
Yeah.
Song number 17.
So we come to the last song of the evening. It's the song number 17, and it's Israel with the song Ilanit Eisham. It's the first time Israel is competing in this competition. The artist is Ilanit. She's been very successful. She actually performed in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2019, performing Eisham, this song. I think it's good. In a strange way, she looks very good. It's a very good first try. So it's a flip for me.
It's a flip for me too. This is actually a song I have heard before many times. I like it. It's a very melodic song with a good chorus and refrain after a nice verse. It's a flip.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
So are we going to go through the results?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Retro Mellow.
Okay, so let's go through the results for Eurovision 1973. How did it go? Well, in last place, and it's a shame, it's Belgium with Nicole and Hugo singing Baby Baby. It deserved so much better. Okay, maybe it's not winning song, but it deserved a lot better. What do you think, Harry?
It was a plop for us, because yes. I hated it and you loved it.
Yes, but I think you love it in a way, you too.
Yeah, it's a hate or love or song, or a hate and love song.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
Yeah.
But moving on, in shared 15th place, it's Yugoslavia and France.
Yeah. That was well deserved.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Mm.
14th place is the Netherlands, Ben Kramer, the musicant, the older musicant.
Yeah.
Yeah, deserved to be there.
Yes.
13th place, Italy, Massimo Ranieri.
We had it as a flip.
Yeah, I think it deserved better, actually.
Yes, I think so.
It did. I think it did. 12th place is Switzerland, Patrick Jouvet. And I think that deserved a lot better as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Shared 10th place is Ireland, Maxi singing Do I Dream, and Portugal, Fernando Tordo singing Turada.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the middle.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yes. It's, yeah. I think maybe they could have done a little better. Because in shared 8th place is Monaco, Marie. Deserved worse, I think.
Yes.
And Germany's Gitte Jungetag, it's also that should have been in the bottom.
Yes, of course.
Yes. In 7th place, we have Norway, the Bendik Singers, It's Just a Game. I think that was too good a spot for that song, actually.
Yeah, I think so too.
On the other hand, 6th place, Finland, Marion Rung, Tom. Should have been top 3.
Yes, I can speak for the entire Finnish people. We love Marianne.
Of course you do. Yes, of course you do. Of course you do.
Success.
But beating Finland was Sweden with the Nova and the Dolls singing Your Summer in 5th place.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good placing for Sweden, but I think the song is not very good. So.
No. But it was a very good result for them.
Yes. 4th place, Israel.
Yeah.
Ilanit Esham.
Yes.
Deserved. I think it's deserving. It's not a song I would listen to because it's. I'm not a ballad guy, so yeah. 3rd place, the song I think should have won this competition, Cliff Richard, Power to All Our Friends.
Mm.
2nd place is Spain.
Eras 2.
Mocateras, yes. Also a Eurovision classic that should have won.
Yeah.
Because in 1st place, again, Luxembourg wins. And Marie David with Tout te reconnaître. The points between, difference between 1st, 2nd and 3rd place is very little. 3rd place, United Kingdom got 123 points. Spain got 125 and the winning song got 129.
That was not much.
No, not a big difference.
No.
Actually, I think that the Luxembourg song is the 3rd year in a row where we had a female singing dramatic song in French.
Yeah, ballad.
Yeah, and it's very boring. So I think it would have been a lot more fun sending Cliff Richard or even Spain or why not Finland?
Yes. Finally, we agree.
Yes. So that means that Luxembourg wins again, but they can't really afford to host a competition. They're going to let the British do it. So 1974 will be in Brighton.
Yes.
And there a real pop song is going to win.
Sure.
Yes, I'm sure. Yes. So we thank you for listening to us.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
Any last words about 1973, Harry?
It was a nice year. I like many songs. We have only different opinions on 2 of them.
Yeah, I think it was a better year than 1972.
Yes, it was. And next year, I think we will be happily surprised again.
Oh, I think so. I think so for sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.